106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on the show today. We have People Are Dumb. Should you use ChatGPT for your wedding vows? What's up with Florida? Two guys stole a golf cart and went on a joyride. They pulled a U-turn and one of them fell out and broke his hip. And the other one just kept right on going. Like you do. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature that's coming up. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the LA Kings when they play the Avalanche. And we'll have more chances for you to qualify for that trip to see My Chemical Romance in London. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no. I was driving into the radio station today and somebody cut me off. I was on Hauser right by La Cienega. And somebody didn't see that I was there, didn't even look, and just pulled right in front of me. And I had to slam on my brakes as hard as possible. I was pissed. My God, I wanted to ram that guy's car. You can't look around, just glance and see if somebody's there. We live in Los Angeles. There are other people here that drive cars that are on streets. Maybe just a quick glance. It's sort of a miracle the amount of people who seem to drive as if they're the only car on the road. And then something weird happened. He waved. He gave me the, hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't see you wave. Just to say, my bad. And instantly, I was fine. Instantly. No more anger. Gone. That may be the most powerful hand gesture in the world. Just a little, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there wave. I wanted to hug him.
You know, man, the sun is shining.
Right.
But you have lost the ability to take any joy in life.
No.
I can't stand it anymore.
No, I'm saying.
You're just a miserable dick now.
No.
You're mean to everybody.
I said I wanted to hug him. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 2, which is My Chemical Romance in London. Your chance to qualify is coming up on K-Rock. It'd be pretty cool to see that band, My Chemical Romance in London. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, you are caller 20.
Heck yeah. Thank
you. You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 23rd, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in London.
Let's go to London.
Congratulations to Anthony Garcia for winning the tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl and qualify for that trip for 2 to the Mile High Club, which is a trip to London to see My Chemical Romance. Here's an article. Court invalidates marriage due to incorrect AI-generated speech during wedding ceremony. So these people used AI for their wedding ceremony. A Dutch court recently invalidated a marriage between two people because their ChatGPT-generated wedding speech didn't include a simple but mandatory declaration. They have words that need to be said in whatever order, and it's important to their laws for them to use those words, and this ChatGPT didn't. On January 6th, the district court in the Netherlands invalidated a wedding ceremony that happened last year in April. The court decided that their marriage had never legally existed because the wording of their wedding speeches, which had been generated by ChatGPT, did not include certain mandatory phrases. Instead, it gave them a more relaxed version of the usual wedding speech, but one that did not include the right words. Under Article 167 of the Dutch Civil Code, a marriage is only legally formed when the spouses declare, in the presence of a registrar and their chosen witnesses, that they accept each other as husband and wife and will fulfill all duties attached to the marriage state by law. Unfortunately, the ChatGPT did not include those words. The couple contested the invalidation of their marriage, and the court said, sorry, we have laws. First of all, can you imagine our courts actually going through wedding vows to see if they're legal? And second of all, I'd like to bring in Gemini and ask Gemini, which is a different AI, what should happen? Should people use AI for their wedding vows?
That's a personal choice.
That's what I would think.
Some people might find it helpful for inspiration, or if they feel stuck.
If you're getting married, if you're already stuck for something to say, that wedding is going to be a disaster.
But then again, wedding vows are often about expressing personal feelings.
Yeah, that's my point. Don't use AI for that.
So a personal touch might be more meaningful to you and your partner.
Right. Maybe that's a personal thing between two human beings.
What are you thinking?
Oh, thank you for asking. I mean, I feel like I've been clear. It's a personal thing. Let's not use AI for everything, people.
You could always use AI to get some ideas and then make it your own.
Make this your own.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Man ditches hurt friend like nothing happened during stolen golf cart joyride in Key West. Now, I'm a big fan of the stealing of the golf carts and going on a joyride. That's just good, clean fun. But this dude is not a good friend. He apparently left his friend ditched in the middle of the road in extreme pain. He'd made a U-turn on the golf cart, and his friend was on the back, fell off, and injured himself. And the dude with the golf cart just kept right on going. Authorities said the suspect from Polk County spent the rest of the day before his arrest cruising around like nothing had happened after leaving his friend incapacitated. According to an arrest report, a witness told police she saw the man lying in the road and couldn't move, and she helped move him out of the road and onto the sidewalk. The injured man told police that he got tossed off the cart while riding in the rear after his friend, later identified as Vincent Franklin Fortin, 51 years old, of Winter Haven, made an abrupt U-turn, and the dude went flying. Police said later that day, an officer patrolling the area saw a golf cart run a red light and pulled him over and took him into custody. He remains in the agency's Key West jail Tuesday on $41,000 bond.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It is K-Rock, and Megan Holliday is here with three things at four next.
I'm going to tell you about a man who commented on his own wanted photo on a police department's Facebook page. So that's coming up soon on K-Rock.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a man in Washington went viral after the Richland Police Department posted a wanted Wednesday notice on Facebook saying that he was wanted by the Department of Corrections for failure to comply. And the man himself commented on the post telling police to, quote, calm down because he planned to turn himself in. A hilarious back and forth unfolded as he repeatedly promised to show up, joked about tying up loose ends and having commitment issues. And the police responded playfully with their office hours and even offered him a ride. The unusual exchange became widely shared online, but what happened afterwards was even more significant. The man eventually faced a choice between years in prison or entering a veterans court rehabilitation program, and he chose the program, ultimately graduating, getting sober, finding employment, and turning his life around instead of returning to jail.
Did not see that coming.
Did not see that coming either, and nope. I love it so much. Number two. An 81-year-old grandmother has turned to Minecraft into some... Okay, let's start over. An 81-year-old grandmother has turned Minecraft into something far bigger than just a game. After spending long days at the hospital with her 17-year-old grandson during his cancer treatments, she decided to learn the game he loved so that they could escape the stress together. That simple idea led her to start a YouTube channel. It's called Grandma Crackers.
Love it.
Where viewers instantly connected with her warmth, humor, and determination. Her videos took off, and now she's earned more than $35,000, money that she's putting directly toward his medical bills. And I just love that story so
much. What a great grandma.
I know. She's the best. She's so cool. And number three, Metallica is reportedly very close to finalizing a residency deal at the Sphere in Las Vegas, with sources saying negotiations are about 90% complete and a contract is expected to be signed soon for shows in 2027. Sphere officials and Metallica's team have met to discuss production plans and what the show might look like, which I can only imagine is going to be so beyond epic.
Yeah,
so
that'll be pretty cool.
Everybody is super excited amongst, you know, about this, and hopefully we're going to find out about that very soon. I will be going for my first time in May to see No Doubt, so
nice.
I'm very stoked. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch us today.
A monster. rage of the day.
As a Rage Against the Machine fan, I looked for everything that Tom Morello does. He has a single out with Caleb Shomo of Beartooth. This was tied into Final Fantasy 14 at the end of last year, and the song is called Everything Burns. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Everything Burns featuring Beartooth. It is Tom Morello, the 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. I was so afraid of Surge when I first met him. I was like, oh no, this guy's going to kick my ass.
He's very intimidating looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweetest, kindest person in the world.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never met him.
Oh, he's so crazy nice.
Yeah.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Have you heard of the 01B visa?
No.
Mm-mm. We started giving out these visas in 1972 so that we didn't have to deport John Lennon back to England.
Okay, we love that.
Yeah, we wanted an exception for artists to stay in the United States. So John Lennon was saved, Sinead O'Connor, Boy George, they all got visas to stay in the United States. Now, there is a Canadian influencer, in quotes.
Oh, God.
That has, quote, extraordinary boobs, who got one of these.
Okay.
The 01B visa. The influencer's name is Julia Ain, and she showed off her boobs while applying for a visa meant for artists with extraordinary ability.
Oh, wow.
That's what it's for.
And influencers are now artists with extraordinary ability.
She says, yes, that video was submitted to the U.S. government. Maybe my extraordinary talent is just that I have big boobs. I like that she's at least willing to admit it.
Oh, wow.
A lawyer said, this space has evolved with the times. It's an immigration lawyer. His father helped keep Lennon in the country and got the ones for Sinead O'Connor and Boy George. He said, we had these iconic clients. And then over time, we started doing old visas for esports players and now influencers and OnlyFans and other kinds of electronic stars.
Oh, it's so sad.
So she put up a video with her and a friend. And they said, would you rather one night with us or a year's supply of a sandwich they were holding?
Okay. What?
I mean, it's one of those thirst trap things where you put a hot picture of yourself out there and then say, hey, would you rather this or that?
Yeah.
And it's always a ridiculous thing.
Wow.
Applicants who hope to get into the U.S. most demonstrate their talent by meeting a series of criteria, including showing that they have national renown, high earnings in their field, or a history of critical or commercial success.
And apparently, big boobs.
Right. She said, I have worked hard to get this visa. She got 11 million views on her pastrami picture.
Oh my God, pastrami picture?
I mean, it was a sandwich, it was a pastrami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
226,000 likes and 58,000 comments. And she showed it to the government, and they said, yes, you get an 01B visa.
Wow.
Now she hangs out with fellow, quote, top-heavy friends in part of a creator group self-dubbed Milk Mansion.
Okay. Milk Mansion.
Mansion.
Wow.
Is their group.
All right.
And she got an 01B visa for that.
Here's where we're at. All right.
So here's what we want to do. We want to take phone calls on you used your looks to get something.
Yes.
Anything. It can be get out of a speeding ticket. It could be getting a visa to a foreign country.
Getting into a club.
Yeah, sure. That happens a lot. Skipping lines. However you did it, guys and girls, 800-520-1067. And for the best call,
we have your tickets to see Kings vs. Avalanche on March 2nd.
Very excited about that. So Kings tickets on the line, 800-520-1067. You used your looks to get something. K-Rock, hello.
You used your looks to get something?
I just got an extra packet of salsa from King Taco.
Now that is worthwhile. That is worthwhile.
I kid you not. I literally just left there. They're very strict about how many salsas they'll give you. But if you're a girl and your observer is a man, you can use your little, you know, your purse and you'll get an extra salsa.
An extra salsa. That is a score.
It's King Taco.
We heard you.
I love it. 800-520-1067.
You used your looks to get something for the best call. We've got tickets for the Los Angeles Kings. You used your looks to get something.
The 562 said, I didn't use my looks, but I used a body part of mine to get a pitcher of beer. The bartender asked me to flash the bar crowd. So as a guy, I did as she wanted. Oh, my God. You don't really fantastic. Get a lot of that.
No,
so
you do not.
I kind of would have liked to be there.
800-520-1067. We started talking about a influencer from Canada who got an O-1B visa, which is for people who are extraordinarily talented. And she thinks it's because of her boobs.
Yep.
She says, I think my talent is my boobs. So we're taking phone calls from people who got any kind of consideration because of their looks.
Yeah.
Whether you get out of a ticket or you cut in line and get something to drink for free, whatever it is.
Anything for free.
Right.
So here's the thing, because you were telling me that there have been so many views and comments to this video.
Yeah, 11 million views.
And that contributed to why she got the visa, right?
Yes.
So my theory is that the algorithm favors boobs. Like it will push.
I hope so.
It will push them. It pushes them up. It pushes it to the forefront. Here's why.
Okay.
Because, you know, for me, I'll post a normal story. It'll get, you know, general amount of views, whatever. If I put a story up and I have my bikini on, triples in views. And here's the thing is you don't know what a story is going to be until you go and you see it. You know, people don't know. You can't preview what's there. And the story numbers will triple when my boobs are out. So
I have to try that.
Yeah, you really do.
So we're taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 for anything that you got with your looks.
Yes. And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see the Kings versus Avalanche.
All right. You have a story?
Okay. So my wife is giving birth, It was in the bed in the room. And I asked if we could, you know, if I could stay a little longer inside there because there was nobody in that extra bed. So I have dimples, and I definitely use them. And the next thing I know, the nurse says, well, you have such nice dimples and beautiful eyelashes. I said, oh, well, thank you. She says, go ahead and have a seat. And an hour and a half came by. I wound up getting the second meal for the other patient that was supposed to be in the room.
They even fed
and
you.
I was okay to stay in there, so I stood there for another day and a half.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. You must have incredible eyelashes.
Dude, I really do. I definitely have some really long eyelashes.
And you want to know what? Ladies love dimples. Women love dimples.
I don't know that.
Yes.
I don't know that. And my wife, after found out that I was staying there, she says, what did you do? I didn't do anything. And she said, yeah, you did. You talked to her with your eyes, didn't you?
K-Rock, hello.
So you're talking about things you got into free, right?
Yep.
Oh, I used your guys' K-Rock wristband to get into a concert for free.
What?
Explain that.
So I went down to, when you guys had your barbecue with Royal Otis.
Right.
You give them the red wristband.
Right.
So I was thinking, oh, I'll put it on. This is that Glenn Helen. And so I went to Will Call, and I said, I won on K-Rock. And so they're looking through their computer trying to find it. They said nothing. So they tell me to go down backstage to where the VIP area is and talk with them. So I went down there. And I said, yeah, I won K-Rock. They're all, do you work for K-Rock? I was like, no, I won. So they hooked me up with the VIP wristband.
Dude, if somebody asks you if you work for K-Rock, you say yes.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay, next time I'll do that.
Okay.
Wait, what show did you get into in Glen Helen?
The Mayhem Fest.
Oh, my God, dude. You just took a huge gamble. You didn't even know if you were going
to
get in.
That's a long way to go for that gamble.
But, yeah, I got VIP plus pit, and then I had my brother, my son with me, and he got in, too.
Wow. I think you've gone farther with the K-Rock pull than even I have at
well
times.
Played.
Yeah.
800-520-1067.
You used your looks or talked your way into getting something for free.
It is K-Rock's Mile High Club destination number 2.
We've got your tickets to see Mike Hem at the Hollywood Bowl and then get on the standby boarding list to see them in London.
Coming up at 6 o'clock on K-Rock. Taking your phone calls on using your looks or talking your way into getting something for free.
Oh, and we're going to be giving away to the best phone call tickets to see Kings versus Avalanche on March 2nd.
All right, you have a story like that?
Okay, yeah, I have something. I don't know if it was just like luck or charisma or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe your looks?
Yep.
I had a bet going on with a friend that if I could get somebody to buy me a shot at the bar, then he would buy my drink for the rest of the night. And some guy was buying a drink next to me, and I just struck up a conversation with him about his card. And I made a little joke, and he said, oh, no, I'm not drunk enough for that. And I said, are you drunk enough to buy me a drink? And he said, okay, yeah, sure. And he bought me a shot. And
well done.
Hell yeah. Really,
I looked over at my friend and just, like, his face, because he just realized that he had to buy all my drinks. And I got very drunk last night. So.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. You got something for free because of your looks, or you talked your way into it?
It was actually my dad. He's known as, like, a very bubbly, like, very talkative and, like, happy kind of person.
Yeah, outgoing, yeah.
Very outgoing. And he basically talked his way into getting tickets for us to see the Pope.
The Pope?
Which was crazy. Yeah,
wait
the
a
Pope
minute.
In Rome.
Hold on. Your dad talked you into getting to meet the Pope?
We went to Rome, right, for my birthday.
Right.
And they had this giant long queue with people, like, from literally all over the world. Everyone had all these documents, everything. And when we got to the front of the queue, they were like, oh, what are you guys here for? And he's like, oh, here's for my daughter's birthday, blah, blah, blah. And he ended up answering, like, all of these different questions about, like, all the church that we go to, or, like, we did go to. He made, like, a bunch of small talk with the administrator, and they were like, you know what? It's closing time. We actually have 4 tickets left for the mass tomorrow that we can see the Pope at. And, yeah, there were exactly 4 of us, so we ended up going, and it was Pope Francis, and he ended up blessing, like, me, my brother, and my, like, parents. It was absolutely crazy, because
that is unbelievable. Yeah. I've never heard of anything like that.
No.
Yeah, people came and they were waiting for like months, 6 years.
Right, that's how it works.
Yeah, usually. And like they paid so much money. And my dad, he's so like outgoing. So I'm like, oh my God, it's the Pope Francis.
That is so bizarre.
Your dad is favored by God.
And I feel like you should be at the Kings game.
Yeah, 1,000%. God wants it this way.
My Chemical Romance in London.
Woo! I'm going to be getting you on the standby boarding list for that. And you're for sure going to see them at the Hollywood Bowl October 23rd. So got you covered coming up at 6.